Talks, service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we got a super show today. We're going to talk about the Coconut Grove residential real estate market, childhood glaucoma treatments, Ride to MD, the new way for healthcare, and I'll give you an update on Vivian's transplant status. So let's get with it. We've got a special guest holding. AC, why don't you bring on our special guest? Hi, this is Jim Fried. Lisa, are you out there?
Actually, it's Emily Allen with AARP Foundation. How are you tonight, Jim?
I'm great, Emily. Welcome to the show. I really do appreciate you calling in. This is a great thing that you guys are doing. Why don't you tell me what you and the Dolphins have lined up for Sunday?
Sure, absolutely. We are so excited to partner again with the Dolphins for the third year this Sunday to pack 1 million meals. You know, right now, one in five seniors in Florida don't know where their next meal is coming from. And these meals will stay right here in South Florida. And it's just such an exciting event to partner with the Dolphins, such a team effort, the players, the coaches, staff. And actually, I got the latest numbers, more than 5,000 volunteers will be out to pack 1 million meals.
It's absolutely awesome. I want to say one thing, is that the first date that I ever took my wife on, we went out and delivered meals to shut-in senior citizens. And I must tell you, the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me was when we were leaving one of the seniors. She turned around and asked us to unpack the box. And when we were doing it, she asked us what was in it.
Oh, wow.
Because she was blind.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah,
when we were
absolutely.
Done, when we were done,
such a good feeling.
Oh, my God. When we were done, she put her hand on both of our foreheads and gave us a blessing that to this day still follows us. And I want to encourage
everybody
to get involved with this. How do they find out more or join your 5,000 volunteers?
Absolutely. Well, volunteers can sign up at www.dolphins.com/AARP Foundation. And you know what, Jim? Just 1 hour of their time will provide 220 meals for hungry seniors, just like the lady that you met.
You know, that's a radio show. I'm supposed to talk all the time, but you leave me speechless. You know,
we're here. We hope that inspires people to come on out.
Oh, it sure does. Again, if you could please give people the contact information about how they can change somebody's life, touch somebody's heart and soul, and make the world a better place.
Absolutely. That's www.dolphins.com/AARP Foundation. It's a great event with AARP Foundation and the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, I want to thank Sydney. I want to thank Teresa, the Miami Dolphins, for bringing you onto the show and being our partner on this. We can't thank you enough for helping
I can't thank you enough as well for getting the word out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm smiling. I'm just going to go. One more time, how do people get in touch with you to register and be involved in this fabulous program?
Absolutely. Come on out. We're going to pack a million meals, and we actually have a community fair where we're going to help people learn a little bit more about seniors in their area. It's www.dolphins.com/AARP Foundation.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. I want to thank you. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins for all the great things you're doing in our community.
Well, thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. I want to remind everybody, stay tuned for more great information you can use to improve your life today. Right after this, we're going to be talking about the Coconut Grove residential real estate market, how it's moving and grooving in an area that you need to know about. We'll be right back after this. AC, it's yours.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby.
I'm
I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right. Hey, we got it rolling with the Dolphins. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Gotta let that go. I love this part. Mama said that every woman on my name. Oh, yeah, best you ever had. That's Warren Henry. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, AC.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, I love this one. You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Miami Dome is out the only game before the Copa, the Colombian national soccer team's only game in Miami. This 2016 against the Haiti national soccer team, Sunday, May 29 at Marlins Bar. Los Cafeteros with all their stars, James Cuadrado, Ospina, and Baca against the revelation from the Caribbean. Tickets on sale now at tickets.com and the stadium box office. Colombia versus Haiti, produced by CMN Sports.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We're here talking Coconut Grove Real Estate with the person that's the director of sales at Park Grove Bayfront Residences. It's a development by Terra Group and the Related Group. Kathy, and I'm not even going to give it a shot. Give it to me. Kathy, what's your last name?
Strafasi.
Yeah, see, I can never get that stuff right. You got to talk into the microphone.
Oh, Strafasi.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. There you go. You got AC was all freaking out there. Now, Kathy, I work at the Grand Bay Plaza, and I have watched the face of Coconut Grove change, first with the twisting towers that Terra did, and now the amazing deal that's going up on the site of the old Coconut Grove Bank, right where they just finished improving 27th Avenue. Bayshore is just smoking. It's a completely different street, and the activity and energy of the Grove has changed dramatically with new restaurants and retailers like Harry's Pizza. So tell me, what's going on at Park Grove, and what's the impact of that on the rest of Coconut Grove?
Well, I think to talk about Park Grove is also to talk about the BRK Ingalls project, the Grove at Grand Bay, because I think that the whole renaissance of the Grove started with that. In the last real estate cycle, there was no real real estate development because there weren't available sites. And then when this cycle started and Tara saw an opportunity at the Grove at Grand Bay site, and David was able to acquire that site.
Hold on. High five to David Martin. Continue.
High five to David Martin.
I think I blew out the whole signal on that. AC, I think, lost his mind when I yelled high five so loud. It was okay. Didn't blow out. Okay.
So he saw that opportunity, and I think he was able to capture an end user market a local market, people were really looking for real luxury in Miami and not off the beach.
Oh, my God. Beyond that, they were locked in Pinecrest, and it takes them 45 minutes just to get to that location.
Well, I think that's why you're seeing Coconut Grove in general. The traffic patterns in Miami aren't getting any better. Being east of the highway certainly improves your lifestyle if you're living on Brickell.
100%.
And I think you're seeing so much of Miami turn into a city of neighborhoods. You have Wynwood, you have the Design District,
oh, yeah.
You have Coconut Grove, you have Pinecrest, you have these, and these pockets are becoming so much more interesting, but having accessibility and being centrally located and being able to access them when you're living east of the highway off Bayshore.
Yeah, what I call them is vertically integrated activity centers.
Oh, you are a real estate person.
Yeah, am I full of bubbly, bubbly, goobly gawk or what?
No, I mean, it's what Miami's big cities are becoming. They each have their own distinctive personality. I mean, we like to say that Coconut Grove has what other neighborhoods are trying to develop.
Yeah, it has trees.
It has trees. A canopy of trees, as we like to say. But what's happened is, you know, I mean, I hate to say it because I work for real estate developers and it's how I make my living, but most of Florida and most of Miami particularly was developed by real estate developers, strip malls, you know, very, you know, vertical streets and very –
They carved it all up and didn't make it interesting.
Didn't make it interesting. Coconut Grove was developed in a very, and my team's going to laugh at me, very organic way.
Oh, eclectic. I love it.
Eclectic, organic, bohemian. But it really came.
Fun and exciting?
Fun and exciting and different and really, and it really speaks to what Florida and Miami is all about.
It's all about locals.
It is all about locals. Walking and hanging out in the park. We did an event at Glass and Vine, the new restaurant in Peacock Park, on Tuesday.
Sure.
And we walked in. The whole team and I got out of the office, and we walked. It's a gorgeous day, typical South Florida day. It really felt like a February day.
Goosebumps.
100 people were doing yoga in the park.
Oh, my God.
And there we were going to a cocktail party, and the kids were playing soccer at Peacock Park.
You don't get this anywhere else.
You don't get it anywhere else.
Plus, it wasn't rainy or hot.
It wasn't cold. Or cold. More importantly, cold. And, you know, we had great food and great wine and hung out with a lot of friends. And it was just really what living in Florida is about. It's that concept of being able to walk. And we walked from the office.
You're building a lifestyle.
We are building a lifestyle.
That's awesome.
And that and the neighborhoods are responding to it. I mean, we have buyers. Most of our buyers are coming from the local community or people that are actually relocating. One of my favorite clients, a couple that came down to Miami.
Give a shout out.
I'm not going to say their name.
All right.
I'm being respectful.
You are respectful.
But
you're so prim and proper. You're perfect for this.
Well, thank you.
All right. High five to whoever brought you on board. David Martin.
David
huh?
Martin. Let's
another high five to David Martin. Watch out, AC. Here comes another high five to David Martin.
So, but they're from Darien. She's an artist. He's in finance. They have kept their boat down at the Grove at Dinner Key Marina for the last 30 years. They wanted to relocate. They don't want to live in the cold weather anymore. They don't want to live in a boat anymore. So they don't want to live on Miami Beach. They want to live where they feel it's part of nature. They feel like they're in a neighborhood. She walks to yoga. She walks to restaurants. And they don't ever want to get in their car. They either want to be on their boat or walking in the neighborhoods. And that's really Coconut Grove.
I park my car at the office and I don't have to move it. Once I get to the office, I can walk across the street to that fabulous fresh market. Now the new park.
Yes, the Regatta Park.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful thing that is.
Well, how nice is it to live in a city that recognizes taking down an obsolete and ugly, convention center?
That's okay. It was tin, too.
It was tin. I actually hosted some events there.
No, I actually went there, too, but never to do burn notice. They missed out on me.
And they tore that down and they made this remarkable, beautiful Regatta Park.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
I go walk through there. I don't really jog, but I do walk. It's just beautiful. And try doing that. Count your steps on your Fitbit. There.
There you go.
So, you know, we only got another minute left here in this segment. Why don't we do this? Why don't we tell people how they could get more information on Park Grove and the other Terra Group projects and the other related group projects, and we'll come back and ask you some more smoking great questions.
Well, to get information on the Park Grove, they can log on to our website at www.park-grove.com.
Oh, well said. You want to say that again?
Let me say it again. Park.
I love this lady. I told you you'd laugh.
We're very technologically proficient. And
hold on. I've got a phone. Do you need to look this up?
Yes. Mocking. You didn't tell me you were going to mock me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm making you laugh.
Okay, so park-grove.com. That's our website. And click on and you'll be able to access all the floor plans, views, renderings, all the fun bells and whistles. And you can get shout out and you can get all the information you need.
Oh, you're awesome. Will you stay one more segment and make me laugh?
I'll try.
All right. We're going to be back after this with more great information you can use today about Coconut Grove. And then after this, we're going to talk about childhood glaucoma with the UHealth folks. And then after that, Miami Herald Business Challenge finalist Ride to MD and their cutting-edge technology. We'll be back after this. AC, it is all yours. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not walking, I'm riding. And when I'm riding with my Warren Henry vehicle. That's right, we're driving our Warren Henry vehicle. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they make me feel good. They're exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. I'm jumping and hopping right now. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, they'll pick you up and take you back, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, always great music.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, where do you go when the traditional bank says no to your mortgage loan? Your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan if you've got a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't go in the standard box. Well, you need to call the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvia over there for 10 years, and for 25 years, they've been leading the way as pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio the loans that traditional lenders won't consider. Spectrum's one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. They do bridge loans up to $10 million. They'll even do loans to non-U.S. citizens. They'll issue an approval the same day and close within a week. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform, and they are the pros. Remember, call Bob or Milvia at Spectrum Mortgage 305-444-3666. And for the Jets fans, we'll go slow. 305-444-3666.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, we're here. We're getting our sponsors together with our guests. It's a really cool thing. It's what we do here on Freedom Business. We mix it up, and we get it going, and it's just an awesome thing. We're here talking about Coconut Grove and what's going on in Coconut Grove. It's something that's near and dear to my heart because I work in Coconut Grove, and we are here talking with the special person that Terra Group and the Related Group sent over here, Kathy, and I'm going to let you say it again.
Strafasi.
There you go. I'm never going to get that, so I'm just giving up right now. So Kathy's here. She specializes in giggling and making sure her clients, her customers have a fabulous lifestyle experience. And we're talking about the intersection of 27th Avenue and Bayshore Drive.
Bayshore Drive.
Tell me, what's going on? That's like the crucible center of the universe for me.
It's for all of us, actually.
Tell me about when you get out of your car, because I know that you don't do it often except when you're in Coconut Grove.
Except when I'm in Coconut Grove. What's interesting, what's spectacular about the park?
Spectacular besides you?
Besides me.
Okay.
And you.
Thank you.
Because you taught me some social media things.
Who loves you, baby? Johnny, look for her call, by the way.
So is, the Rem Cool House design building. I mean, great. There are a lot of projects do great, famous architects, great architects. But I always like to say if great architects doesn't really transform how you live, it doesn't make a difference. So
no.
You have this amazing architect that has designed a project that really only belongs in Coconut Grove. So we replicate the tree canopy and the parks.
Oh, wow.
On site.
Cool.
It is cool.
No, I'm serious.
So you don't.
I cry when they cut trees down.
No, actually, in Coconut Grove, we relocated all the trees on site. They're actually, we relocate every tree that's on site.
I'm watching what they're doing at the Terra at the Ingalls building. They're putting them all in there.
Well, what we did actually at Grove at Grand Bay, Park Grove was the only project I can speak to. is...
Thank you, Rick. We love you too, bro.
Thank you, Rick. Does that count as making you laugh? We took all the trees that are on the site and we relocated them either into off-site into a nursery, or they're actually moved off to site into the corners. And then Enzo Inea, the remarkable Swiss architect, landscape architect, is relocating them on site into the 5 acres.
And he's creating like a design where they like become a thing, like a jungle?
Well, actually what happens is that Rem Koolhaas and the design team from OMA lay an architectural plinth on top of the... An architectural plinth. I taught you a word today, plinth.
What the heck is a plinth?
It's basically a big slab of garden laid on top of like a blanket.
That?
Plinth sounds much more intellectual.
I would call it like sod or something.
I sound smarter saying plinth, and I taught you a word today.
You did.
Yeah, so
you
okay, did. Lay an architectural plinth on top of all the amenity deck. So you have this 5-acre park as part of the project. So we replicate the tree. So it's all
no
green
wonder
space.
You got billionaires moving in there.
Lots of billionaires.
Okay, can somebody like normal move in there too?
Yes.
Okay, what's your price points?
We're almost sold out of 2 towers, but I still have some residences under $1 million in one of the towers. But the primary residences range from about $2.5 million to about $12 million.
So, oh, something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
well, now I see why you're changing the what's going in Coconut Grove. It's gone from the hippies to the people that want to be hippies and live the lifestyle.
Exactly. I mean, it's always been Coconut Grove's always been a place because of its waterfront, the proximity to the water and the great sailing in Biscayne Bay. It's always been a place of great affluence, but kind of quiet elegance and not really in your face.
I love that, quiet elegance.
That's what we're all about.
I was going to say, is this all on a card? This is great. You don't even have notes for this.
Hallmark.
You can imagine if I had a teleprompter.
Forget about it. Who are you, Donald Trump?
Yes, I would need my foreign policy speech.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the amenity deck. What was the word you just taught me?
The plinth.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other amenities?
Michael Schwartz of Michael's Genuine is putting in a restaurant in Coconut Grove.
Now, let me ask you this. Are they going to, like, have nightlife and it's going to be bouncy and all loud and everything?
No.
Okay, good.
That's not Coconut Grove.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it's going to be stylish and upscale and posh.
Think Miami Cross, St. Bart's and Miami and Coconut Grove all together in the gardens.
Will I be able to go there?
I hope you'll be able to go there.
I'm going to go there if you let me in.
We'll let you in.
I get a little pass, a key fob even maybe. I love that word, key fob. I've been waiting to use key fob for a long time.
Well, you need to buy a condominium at Park Grove.
We'll talk about that. You need to make me rich so I can do that. I think we're going to do that, though. I got a feeling that this little matchup here is going to make everybody a whole lot of money.
Oh, that's what real estate is all about.
Yeah, but you also create lifestyles. And let's kind of go back to talking about that. We've had a great time, but let's really talk about the project for a second.
I mean, it's interesting because so many of my buyers are coming for our first-time condominium buyers.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting. There are buyers that have bought homes, built homes. Most of them have worked with architects, built 10, 5, 10, 12 million dollar homes. And now we don't say they're downsizing. They're probably making a lateral move financially, or some of them are actually spending more money in their primary residence, but they're downsizing in size, but they're kind of gaining in lifestyle. So how does it change? It's transformative to their lifestyle because they don't have the maintenance of a primary residence.
I'll tell you what it does, because I live the lifestyle now. You should look up my hashtag, Sky Palace.
Sky Palace.
Sky Palace. That's what they're getting. You're creating for them their own Sky Palace, their own home. It's not a condo. It's a Sky Palace. It's a place where they can go, they open the door, and it's just an amazing living experience. And what are some of the other amenities besides the plinth? Did I get it right?
The plinth.
And Michael's Genuine's going to have a thing?
We have a beautiful wellness center with a full-service spa. We have screening rooms, wine rooms. We have an art gallery with a full-time curator. We have a butler service. We have valet, concierge. We have wine storage and a wine room.
Wow.
We have art storage.
Wow.
You know, it's what it is. It's kind of it takes when you live in a large home and you have all those problems, you don't have those home ownership problems. You enjoy it. Really opens up your lifestyle. We have beautiful children's rooms.
That's why I didn't buy a home. Why I stay in a multifamily, you know, high rise multifamily. You got the water view.
Right.
You got no maintenance. You got a problem. You pick up the phone. Okay, we only got 3 more minutes left according to AC, so we're going to get serious. We're going to talk about we talked about you got great floor plans, great amenities, the pricing's from 2.5 to 12?
12.
Oh, boy.
Not including the penthouses.
Well, save one of them for me. Oh, I'm serious. We're talking about
that
later.
We'll talk
about that later. And then lots of room for cars. What's the parking ratio?
That I don't know.
How about that? I asked you a question.
I don't know that.
See if I got my two fancy cars, I got to park my third one maybe off site. But then there's going to be garages that my friends are building. That'll be another show.
That'll be another show.
I'll introduce you to them. And boy, will we all make money then. And
exactly.
That's what real estate's all about. Creating a lifestyle for the people that we care about that are coming to Miami or live in Miami in this case.
We said buyers that are living in Miami. We're having buyers relocate to mm-hmm. Miami. And mm-hmm. they're attracted to Coconut Grove because they want to live in a place that's not. It's a full-time residence. It's not transients.
No, full-time. Coconut Grove is one of the vertically integrated activity centers, and I'll tell you what I mean.
You've got or neighborhood.
Or neighborhood. It's what it's a beautiful neighborhood. It's got great ingress and egress. It's got fabulous places to live, multifamily, single family. It's got offices. It's got hotels. It's got retail. It's got restaurants. It's got recreation. You do not have to leave.
Great schools.
Oh, that too. I forgot about that. Probably yeah. the best in town.
Probably the best. Well, some say the best in the Southeast.
Well, I didn't go there, so I won't say that. I went to NMB. I didn't go. But anyway, so we've got a minute left. Why don't you give our friends that want to get more information, tell them how they find you, and this time go slow because you never know. There may be somebody from New York that's a Jets fan, and they want to know, and you got to go slow for them.
Okay, I will go very slow.
All right.
W.
I love this lady.
W. Dot. That's an apostrophe. That's a period. Dot. So www.park, P-A-R-K, dash Grove, G-R-O-V-E, .com. How's that?
Oh, that was good. But here, look while I take a funny picture. Okay. Come on. Oh, you are just an awesome guest. I hope that Related and Tara serve you up every month. This is awesome. We'll bring David on. We would have a great time
with
David. David wouldn't say a word, though.
David wouldn't say a word.
I know. But I did interview him once. He's the best. And I want to give a high five truly to David for changing the face of Miami, making Miami a really super duper place to live, and creating just what is becoming, to me, it's already the center of my universe. And he's just making it really super great. And he's a Gator. So high five to him for that.
Because he's a Gator.
I love the Gators. I'm a Gator. All right. So we'll be back after this with more great information that you can use today. We're going to talk about the doctor, about childhood glaucoma. We're going to talk about Ride to MD, the new cutting-edge solution that's in the Miami Business Plan Challenge. But one last time, I want to say thank you so much to Tara Group and the Related Group for bringing me Stacy.
Kathy.
Go. I love this. Can you come back?
No.
I figured that. All right. Well, we'll be back with more great information around the horn. Stacy, Kathy, Miss
Strafasi.
I love her. We'll be back after this, AC. It's yours. I'm going dancing.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care.
I'm sorry I'm a little bit late coming out of break because that's Kathy and I were having such a great time. What an awesome guest. What an awesome guest. Ricardo, you're the man for saying hi. I love you, Ricky. You're the best. All right, so let's talk about Warren Henry. I'm happy because I got Warren Henry as a sponsor, and they got great autos. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. You'll be happy.
Because I'm happy.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. This is like my favorite ad to read. You know that, AC? I love this one. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely to schedule your appointment. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah, we're back. AC's just giving me the finger, which means I've got to start talking. Thank you,
which
AC.
Finger?
That's right, but it's not that finger, it's the other finger. Now, the University of Miami, that's UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the best minds, brightest minds, and the best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations, from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. As you know, UHealth is in Plantation, Naples, they're all over. What sets UHealth apart is a comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute. We're going to talk to one of the doctors from Bascom-Palmer right after this. It's going to be awesome. The things that this doctor does, it's just amazing. It'll make you want to pull your car off of the road and start crying. She's amazing, this lady. And the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 for the Jets fans. I'll say it again, 305-243-4000. Or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
All right, as you well know, because you listen all the time, when he says, I feel like sugar and spice, it's time to bring on our UHealth expert. And today we've got, and I'm going to butcher another name, Dr. Alana Grzowski. She's the director of the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute's Balkan International Pediatric Glaucoma Center. They provide great diagnosis, training, all kinds of technology and treatments for pediatric glaucoma. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. How bad did I break up your name on that?
You did great.
Oh, awesome. I did great. I love it. So, yeah, doctor, you know, I went online. I read all about the stuff that you're doing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the young lady that you helped?
Well, certainly. First of all, I must say that I think most people do not think of glaucoma as anything that happens in children. So we'll start there. So that's usually kind of an eye catcher just to start with, so to speak, because glaucoma can occur at all ages. And while we think of it as something in the aging adult, it can occur in children and in infants also. And the young lady who I took care of from Brazil was 2 years old, and she had this since birth. When it occurs at birth, it's pretty uncommon. It's about 1 in 25,000. But if you take all children, whether it occurs at birth or whether it's associated with, let's say, a syndrome or something else or occurs later, from birth to 18 years of age, the incidence is more like 1 in 5,000. So she was one of the ones where it occurs at birth and it's treated completely differently than adult glaucoma.
So then, doctor, you know, it did seem unusual to me because you don't think that kids get glaucoma. What are some of the things that are going on in the treatment of glaucoma? Because I can't think of too many things that are scarier than that.
Well, it's so pediatric glaucoma is not like adult glaucoma done small. It has different technology and different ways of diagnosing it. In fact, I think most people are amazed at how do you make a diagnosis of glaucoma in a child. And really, when it's someone who is born with glaucoma, an infant with glaucoma, it's always the caregiver, the mom, the dad, whoever is interacting with the child who notices it first. You know, one eye looks bigger than the other, or the eyes look teary, the child doesn't want to be in sunlight. There's usually something. And if it's right from birth, as opposed to in the first couple months of life, the eyes can look very cloudy and hazy. And in fact, the young lady who I took care of that you're referring to, both of her eyes had very hazy corneas, which unfortunately will remain scarred like that because her treatment was delayed. She was born with glaucoma, and they tried to treat her locally, but without success, and the corneas wound up remaining hazy and will stay that way.
So then, again, you told a little bit about what somebody can look for as a warning sign. If you could go over that again, I'd really appreciate that.
So infants, it's they do not want to have their eyes in light, bright light. They close their eyes, a lot of tearing. But usually the eyes will have an appearance where it looks hazy. A lot of times parents will say their eyes look blue or whitish. And the eyes can be very large. One eye bigger than the other is another sign. After the age of about 3 years of age, there really isn't a lot in the way of symptoms to help you. So you have to have a suspicion that the child has a high pressure in their eye associated, let's say, with a syndrome or there's a family history of glaucoma occurring young.
So is there any kind of new treatments or anything that's coming up that people can look at and say, well, there's on the horizon some hope or some really good stuff coming?
Well, pediatric glaucoma is really a very hopeful disease in the sense that if you make the diagnosis and you treat it, and the treatment is different, once again, than adults. It's not drops and laser and then surgery. It's surgical from day one usually. If you do those things appropriately, the chances that a child will have normal or near-normal vision is very good. It can be as high as 80, 90% with one surgery. Of course, if you don't make the diagnosis or the surgery can't be done appropriately, the vision loss is permanent. And with that one particular child from Brazil that you were referring to, they had attempted treatments that may have been temporarily successful and then were not. So she was at a point where it was an all or none event. We could either save her vision or she would lose it forever.
It sounds to me like the number one leading way to deal with this is education.
Yes, education of doctors in other areas. And, in fact, that's something that the Balcam Center here at Bascom-Palmer is dedicated to do, is educating physicians, surgeons in other countries and in this country, in rural America. I'll tell you, here in this country, this is a problem as well. There are not very many of us who do this because it's not that common, quite honestly. But, when presented with it, it has a very dramatic outcome. You know, the child will either be, you know, sighted or they will lose vision from glaucoma. So we have an organization called CGRN, Childhood Glaucoma Research Network, which has a group of physicians and scientists that are concerned and treat children with glaucoma. And there's about, I think we have over 200 now in 38 countries. So we have, we're getting together as a group so that we can enhance our knowledge and then continue to train other physicians on how to diagnose early and treat appropriately kids with glaucoma.
Well, Dr. Grzegorzewski, did I get it right that time?
That was very good.
Awesome, awesome. I'm really practicing this while we're talking. I'm going to have to go, but you've gotten some great information to us. If somebody wants to get more education or information, how do they find you?
Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute here at the University of Miami. Pretty much any information regarding pediatric glaucoma can be found through here, but there are some other websites that offer information on childhood glaucoma on the internet, which is how this child found us, quite honestly.
Well, Dr. Grzegorzewski, thank you so much for bringing blessings to the life of that young lady and of all your patients and making our community a better place. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and helping us educate the community on this really good issue, big issue.
Well, thank you so much. And if anybody has a question, they certainly can reach us here at Bascom-Palmer.
All right. Bascom-Palmer, always one of the best eye hospitals in the entire world. Thank you again, Dr. Grzegorzewski. We'll be right back with some great information. We're going to talk to my good friend, George Fernandez, about Ride to MD, the leader in the clubhouse in the Miami Business Challenge. Hopefully, we'll get you over the finish line. We'll be back with great information you can use today right after this. Here we go. You know, yes, I can see clearly now, appropriately selected for the glaucoma segment. What a blessing that lady is to not only our community, but the entire world. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me and my family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Miami Dome is out the only game before the Copa, the Colombian national soccer team's only game in Miami. This 2016 against the Haiti national soccer team, Sunday, May 29th at Marlins Bar. Los Cafeteros with all their stars, James Cuadrado, Ospina, and Baca against the revelation from the Caribbean. Tickets on sale now at tickets.com and the stadium box office. Colombia versus Haiti, produced by CMN Sports.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got, well, one of the biggest entrepreneurs in our town, George Fernandez, serial entrepreneur. George, you got to tell me
how
what.
Are you?
I'm doing good. That lady in the beginning was awesome.
She killed it.
She killed it. You're going to kill it too. Don't worry. We're going to have the best time here, and we're going to get some great information out. So, your latest business venture, Ride to MD, what problem does that solve?
So, Jim, great question. It's a it's really Lyft for medical transportation, healthcare transportation. So, traffic, weather, right? It's always an issue here. When you're talking about healthcare transportation, simply taking patients to and from their homes or to their doctor's office, it's a problem that we all have to deal with.
You know. Listen, George, my wife's on dialysis, and there's a lady that she calls the bus lady, and she's always going, "Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus? Where's the bus?" And she's there for 2 hours. Where's the bus? Where's the bus?
Right.
Seems to me like she's got a problem to solve.
Absolutely. So I've dealt with it with my family, with friends, and in business before. I come from the insurance world, and we had to deal with it where it was a pretty big issue for us. And so I had an aha moment about a year and a half ago, where I tried to find a solution for us. We could not find it. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. And so that's the genesis of Ride to MD.
Okay, so my mom is 77 years old. She's got a doctor's appointment in 125th and Biscayne, and she lives in Aventorture. How can you help her?
So she would call us. She would schedule, let us know when she needs to be at the doctor. She would call us. And we would coordinate that from the beginning to the end.
And so, what does that cost me?
So we generally work with health insurance companies and hospital systems. Right now we're not providing individual service, but we'd look to do that in the near future. So we charge them. I mean, it's a nominal rate. So ultimately for the patient themselves, your family, your friends, your grandmother, it's free for them because someone else is paying for it.
So then my mom makes a doctor's appointment.
She calls Ride to MD.
She says she's a Medicare, Medicaid, AvMed, whatever it is.
Sure.
And they say, oh, yeah, for sure. We'll be there at 3 o'clock. And it's important that they get there at 3 so she can be at the doctor at 4, because if she misses the appointment, what happens?
Well, so doctors are really busy people. Right?
Really?
Right. They're kind of busy. They don't spend a lot of time with their patients. So if you're late half an hour or 10 minutes, you're really running a risk of not being seen by that physician.
Do you mean the guy that I made the appointment with 2 months ago?
Correct.
I can't see him. I got to wait another 2 months. Now it's 4 months and my foot's falling off.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's not a good thing.
It's an issue.
It is. It's
something as simple as transportation that a lot of us take for granted, really, for the people who truly need a transportation solution to get to the doctor's office, is critical. I mean, it can affect their care. And it can make their health care significantly worse if they can't get to and from the doctor's office.
Well, I called it Aventorture, just about the streets. Driving up and down the streets is going to make the person crazy. And if they're not feeling well, or let's just say they're a little bit impaired from their medication, it's not safe. Now, let's talk about the drivers. Tell me a little bit about the people that are going to be driving and being the primary observation person for my mom.
Right. So we actually contract with licensed and credentialed and fully vetted transportation companies. So we provide everything from ambulatory vehicles that can be done in a sedan or minivan type of vehicle all the way to ambulances. So sedans, wheelchair, stretcher, non-emergent ambulance, you name it, and we solve that problem.
So then I don't have to worry that my mom, who's got a bad hip, has got to get in the car. My mom really doesn't. I love you, Mom.
Sure.
I know you don't have a bad hip, but I'm just making this up.
Right.
Let's say my mom has a bad hip. She can't drive. She needs a ride. She doesn't need an ambulance. Instead of the white little car with the red lines on it, a sedan comes and picks her up.
If that's fitting for her,
right?
So our part of our process is we go and we ask the patient or the caregiver exactly the kind of things that they need. If they're in a wheelchair or a walker, or can they walk around? We make sure that the right type of vehicle and the right type of driver to help support her or him shows up, and of course efficiently and on time.
If somebody wants to get more information about this and pester their insurance company to sign up, how do they do that?
So RideToMD.com or on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media.
I've been doing it all the time. Yeah. RideToMD. Right. It just pops up every time. It's really easy. And, you know, it's I guess it's good for the kids because it's really easy social and business-wise. Just one little more segment left. Thank you. I mean, this is just a great – I don't know what to say. This is a great solution. I know it helps me. It's going to help me every day.
Yep. And so I also do want to take advantage. One of the things that they can help support RideToMD is we've entered the Miami Herald's annual business plan challenge, which is amazing. This year they had a record turnout. I think it was over close to 200 or 300 submissions. We are in the top six of those finalists.
Wow. So I'm voting. Yeah, I'm voting early.
We ask, absolutely. Please, you can vote every day per email. So if you have two emails, three emails, you can vote two or three times per day.
Oh, man.
Up until Sunday.
I have five emails.
There's plenty of other great companies. Of course, we would prefer that you support RideToMD.
Oh, we love you.
But support us. Support the Herald. In this great initiative.
Oh, this was great. You know, George, I want to say thank you. I was going to give everybody an update on Vivian, and I'm going to do that right now. Vivian, we have gotten an enormous response from the community. There's a number of people that are getting in line to get tested to see if they're going to match up with Vivian. So far, nobody's been a match. We continue to ask people to come and match and be part of the Living Donor Solution for my beautiful wife, who is tough as nails. I'm a wimp compared to her. Now, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Related Group for bringing us our guest, Terra Group, for bringing our guests. I want to thank UHealth. I want to thank RideToMD, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIM's Kind Snacks, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305. I need to take a breath. The Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, but the people that are – oh, I got more. I forgot. Okay, Related, Spectrum, UHealth, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineered Tax Services, Early Shares, oh, my gosh, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Kind Snacks, Espresso Marketing, and, of course, how could I forget, Lauren's kids, Bob, you know, Ronnie Book, Coach. So Vivian's doing better. Remember, thank you to everybody. The most important people, you, my listeners, thank you so much. The Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends, Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the websites, lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on that website, www.friedonbusiness.com. I think I had an extra W. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday with the CCIMs and a whole lot of other great guests. Why? Because I just love doing this. Now, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, it is yours. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you to all my fans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the curtain was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. They're saying you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind. Around with Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.